The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on the 6th day of January 2020. Steve Elkins down there waiting for the launch for his own decimation of his mental powers by way of 5G. Yeah. So you're going to put your aluminum hat on when you go outside?
I've got a tinfoil hat, yeah.
Okay.
I'll go put it on.
Okay. You know, I think that's what good Americans should start doing. It's cheap. You can buy a roll of aluminum foil for nothing, next to nothing. And I think we all ought to make up our own little aluminum hats and start walking around and saluting each other, just so we know who each other
remember
are.
Do you remember where we got our hats? Do you remember?
Got your what?
We got our aluminum hats, our tinfoil hats. Do you remember that party we went to, the tinfoil hat party? At Vinny's?
Yeah.
I brought mine home.
It's not.
It's on my wall.
It's not one of my favorite experiences in Missouri.
That was interesting.
Yeah. Well, to me, it was a gigantic, ginormous waste of time.
Yeah. Well, hey, I want to go back to talk about what's going on in Iran here.
Yeah.
That this was a major screw up. That if you want to get the Iranian officials to the table here to talk about nuclear disarmament, you just screwed that up, because I can guarantee you right now they're enriching their uranium very, very fast now. They're pumping it up. North Korea is probably looking at the same example, saying, you know what, we can't trust the United States. Anybody that disarms and hands over everything ends up being invaded. Just kind of like
are they right in that assessment?
100%.
Yeah.
Yes, they are right.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that, because if you didn't, I was going
to. Yeah, but what's interesting is that Donald Trump, you know, the Iraqis now are saying they want U.S. troops out. They want you out. But the problem is the United States built a billion-dollar embassy in Baghdad. I believe it was in Baghdad. Now, nobody's going to walk away from that. So I say that essentially what's happened in Iraq is another U.S. territory. They are never going to leave. They are never going to leave that at a strategic point. They're going to stay there.
Steve, I beg to differ with you, because the approach now that's being taken by the Iraqi parliament is we want the U.S. the hell out of here. And now,
you heard what Donald Trump repeated back, what he said. He goes, here's what, we'll leave when you pay us back for the bases. First of all, nobody ever asked you to build the bases.
That's right.
Nobody asked you to build the embassy.
That's right.
That's
and you know what I would say if I was the Iraqi parliament, Steve?
To put their heels down.
If I was the Iraqi parliament, what I would tell them, consider all the deaths you've caused in our country as payment, blood money, for your quote-unquote investment in our country.
There. Yeah. But also, he even loudmouth. I get really irritated when Donald Trump opens his mouth, because usually something stupid comes out. He's looking very arrogant, like a bully right now. But he said, essentially, if you don't let us stay, I'm going to slap sanctions on you worse than I have sanctions on Iran. Now, I tell you what, he's digging that hole pretty damn deep right now. He should just shut his mouth and try to find a way out of there, but he keeps... Now, while we got 52 sites we can hit, a lot of them are cultural sites, another huge obstacle there, another huge violation of international law to target cultural sites. You hit cultural sites, that would be like us, like we losing the Statue of Liberty being bombed, Mount Rushmore being bombed, or bomb the heck out of Arlington Cemetery. I mean, this is pretty stupid talk. I'm sorry, John, but Donald Trump is putting his foot in his mouth. Every time he says something, it comes out really bad. It shows his arrogance, his stupidity, and it shows what a bully he really is.
How's come I'm not getting any calls here?
Because they all called me last night. They were hot last night. I was hot. I was really hot last night. Very angered. I'm cooled off a little bit today.
Do you think you could take Donald Trump's position and do better than him?
Yeah, I do. I do. I do. I really do think I could, yes.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I would hire major security around me, but you're damn right I would. I'd be cutting everything to the bone. Okay. I would get us out of all these countries, and I'd say, you know, the United States is not going to meddle in your business any longer. We've got the weaponry. We've got the satellites. We can watch everything.
Yeah.
And actually, he's just with this new space war thing, with this new space weaponry thing he's got going into the Space Force, he just kicked off another nuclear race. He just kicked off a whole new race of people now wanting to weaponize space. He's doing everything wrong. Sorry, John, but he is a major screw-up. Donald Trump is a screw-up. You know what the problem I have with Donald Trump is, John? I have a problem with people.
Oh, there's more?
Oh, please. I have a problem with people.
Let's recreate your show from yesterday. Go ahead.
I have a problem with people who are cowards who got out of serving their country for a heel spur because they found a doctor to give him a medical note and an x-ray to say he has a heel spur, which he can't even recall which foot it's in. Now, this is a typical elitist trick here of making sure that your child hands off, acquires the estate, the wealth of the family, because you can't send your son off to die in a war. Who's going to inherit the wealth of the family? This is typical silver spoon stuff here, and I really don't respect the guy. And he's in power. That's the sad part, is you got a coward in power who was the head of this country who sends people to war to die, and he wouldn't do it himself. He's just as bad as Dick Cheney and George W. Bush going to his National Guard. I'm sorry, John. I just don't see it anymore. I'm done. I've given this guy chances and chances and chances. Donald Trump's screw up. And I'm sorry that we're going to be stuck with this son of a bitch for 4 more years in 2020. I'm pretty sure of it. He's going to be another 4 years, and I just can't imagine the damage we're going to see that he's going to do in 4 more years. He's not going to take on the Fed. I guarantee that's not going to happen. He'll be dead if he does. He's history. Well, if he takes on the Fed. He's all talk.
Okay. This is the most animated you've been on this show since you've been on this show.
You got me wound up.
I didn't
again,
get
John.
You wound up. This is left over from yesterday, and I didn't do your show yesterday. You did. Okay. Can we drop the Trump thing for right now?
Okay, we're done.
Okay,
Trump.
Good.
I'm done.
Good.
I'm done.
Good. Okay. yeah.
You know, I'd like to take my blood pressure right now. I'm probably like 200 over like 100.
Now I got you beat. I was over that finish line about 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
The president on Council on Foreign Relations, Richard N. Haas, says that the world will be the battlefield following a dramatic escalation in the tensions between United States and Iran. Fears of a wider war are rising after Iran's Quds Force General Qasem Soleimani was killed during an airstrike near Baghdad's airport. Haas warned that those who thought any war with Iran would look similar to previous military campaigns were being incredibly naive. He actually tweeted this out: "Make no mistake, any war with Iran will not look like the 1999 or 1990 Gulf War or the 2003 Iraq Wars. It will be fought throughout the region with a wide range of tools versus a wide range of civilian, economic, and military targets. The region and possibly the world will be the battlefield." Wow. He went on to assert that developments would lead to Iraqi authorities exerting great pressure on the U.S. to leave their country. And he tweeted out, he said, "One sure result of the U.S. strike is the era of U.S.-Iraq cooperation is over. The U.S. The people in Iraq are tired of seeing their own people die. The U.S. diplomatic and military presence will end because Iraq asks us to depart, or our presence is just a target, or both. The result will be greater Iranian influence, terrorism, and Iraqi infighting." Now, all that sounds really good for the uneducated and the uninitiated out there. The question I have is, and you're sounding like Donald Trump started these wars in the Middle East to begin with. I remember a campaign that he said he wanted to get the U.S. service people the hell out of the Middle East. And he kept making those noises, and then what happened? He got attacked from every quarter and called every name in the book, including being an idiot and a fool and whatever. Yeah. So that's why I ask you the question, what the hell would you be doing, Steve Elkins, if you were in the White House right now and you didn't know that next person that walked in that door was there to kill you because there's an $80 million bounty on your head?
I don't buy that one either.
Okay, well, fine.
John, you're starting to believe everything that this is a major
propaganda. Don't you tell me, Steve Elkins, what I believe and what I don't believe. Please don't do that, my friend.
I don't believe it.
Okay.
I mean, they're telling us a lot of things that were never true, John.
Well, Steve, I've been doing this for a lot of years, man. I think I know when the government's lying and when it's not. I understand that. This whole damn system is built on lies. That's what American people have been living their entire lives under, is one gigantic, humongous lie. I get it. Okay. I really do.
So, but you're buying that $80 million. You're buying that.
$1 for every person left alive still in Iraq? Yeah, it sounds like a reasonable bounty, don't you think?
No. Okay. Not buying any of this. Right. I mean, you got to remember, this is the government lied to you about the liberty and everything else, and lied about World War II and not having knowledge of the attack that was going to hit Pearl Harbor. You're giving this government way too much credit. These son of a bitch are liars.
He's doing this intentionally, right? He's doing this intentionally. Mike's in here laughing, and I'm not laughing. I am not laughing right now. Why is that?
I'm sorry you're not laughing. I'm not laughing either because I'm pissed off.
Yeah?
You should be pissed off, too.
Oh, I have been for many, many years, and I know the reasons why I'm pissed off. Jim in Virginia. Hello, Jim. Hello.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, Jim. What's on your mind?
Steve, you are right about Donald Trump. I have to agree with you. And I just wanted to ask Steve, this chemtrail thing, do you think it's real?
I know it's real.
Okay, so here's my problem. I listen to network, and you say yes, and other hosts say no. Oh, you Bigfoot loser!
What?
Wait
a minute here, Jimbo. Wait a minute here. Bigfoot? What?
What do you say? Something to the effect of you. You're dreaming of Bigfoot and other things.
I can't understand. You say Facebook or Bigfoot?
Jim, what's your country of origin, if you don't mind saying?
Europe.
Okay.
Europe.
All right, so we got Bigfoot out there running around now.
What I'm going to say is that not everybody believes in it, and I'll say people have different experiences. Maybe they haven't seen it. I've seen it. California is heavily sprayed. Indiana is heavily sprayed. And a certain person who's living in Indiana now is going to finally realize that when he looks up in the sky and say, geez, look at all that.
Yes.
And it never dissipates.
Yes,
it stays in the sky all day.
I see all over Montana, yep. Wyoming, mm-hmm. places you never see. Now, all of a sudden, you're not cookified, right?
No, you're not cookified. You're not cookified. It's real. There's a program. You can look it up. Go look up HARP.
How can you say yes and other guys on network say no? How is that?
That's because they're two separate human beings, and they don't share the same brain. That's how, Jimbo.
Jimbo, listen to me here. if you think about what the purpose behind chemtrails would be, okay, there's probably many theories of why they're doing it. Now, if you want to spray, would you spray in an area that was really windy? Would you spray along the coastline? Would you spray in Hawaii where it's windy all the time?
No.
That would defeat the purpose of spraying those chemicals in the air. You want those chemicals suspended in the air to do their purpose.
Yeah.
You're not going to spray when it's windy. Anytime it's windy in California, I never saw spraying on when it was a perfect quiet day, no wind, they sprayed.
And any satellite photos, Steve, I've ever seen of Hawaii, there are no chemtrails down there. So you're talking,
it's too windy.
Yeah. You're talking about a guy that was out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean that looks up in the sky and people keep talking about chemtrails and going, wait a minute, there's no chemtrails out there. So at any rate, I got your point here, Jim. I got it. Okay.
So thing is, do we say yes? And people who not know, then all of a sudden, they could spray anything in the sky and we could all wind up dead next morning.
Well, that'd be one way out of it, wouldn't it?
Jim, let me make one more point. We have more respiratory diseases than we've ever had before. We have more people that are sicker, that are ill. Now start putting it all together, and what are we doing different in our lives? We still have crappy diets. A lot of people still have crappy diets. What else are we doing that we might introduce that we start getting more diseases, more sickness, more illness? We're adding more vaccines. I can tell you right now, we've had a slew of more vaccines. And we're spraying crops. We're using hormones on our cattle and our fowl, chickens. We're doing a lot of things. We're adding a lot of chemicals to our lives, and it's showing. And they're spraying. So take it all in. Why do we have more disease? Hey, it's great for the pharmaceutical business. It's great for those guys. Think about it. There's no money to be made in cures, Jim. No money to be made in cures. There's money to be made in illness.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. Jim, thank you for your call. I just, Nancy in Ohio. Hello, Nancy.
Hi there, John. I want to let you know that today's my 79th birthday.
Okay.
And
your birthday.
I want to let you know that I love you, and I love listening to you. I love smart men, but I'm going to tell you something. What you just said to Steve was lame. Could he do any better?
Yeah.
Can he do any better than Rabbi Trump?
Yep, I could.
Okay.
I could.
Yes,
I could.
I believe you could, too.
I really do. I would cut everything to the bone. I'm tired of free rides. I'm tired of all this free stuff. Now, you know, the whole welfare system was built, and when it was created to help people get a step up, and what happened to it? It was abused, and I could have theorized that was going to happen, and it shouldn't have happened. We got so many problems in this country, and they're not hard problems to solve, really aren't. They really are not. But then again, you got lawyers who are writing the laws, the legislation, and they're looking out for number one themselves. And that's what I'm burned up about it, is because the lawyers are the ones who are screwing this country over, and that's your Congress. Both sides, Republican and Democrat, they're worthless.
And Nancy, could Steve Elkins do a better job than Donald Trump? Well, let's use myself as an example. There would be things that I would not do, and there's a certain list of things that I would do. But I don't know if I could handle the treachery and the deceit and the backstabbing and everything else. That's what I was in reference to, not the intelligent quotient of my guest host today. And thank you very much, Nancy, for that. Happy birthday. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
Happy birthday. And she thought I was wishing her happy birthday. Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance.
Hello, Steve. And happy birthday, hey. Nancy. John, I like you, I respect you, but I got to go with Steve here about Trump. You know, people keep making excuses. He's playing 4G chess. Well, if I wanted a chess player, I would have pulled the lever for Bobby Fischer to go in the White House.
Yeah, but you weren't offered Bobby Fischer, were you?
I would have wrote them in then.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back. Let's go back to the phones. Chance, you still there in West Virginia?
Yes, I am, John. John, may I offer a suggestion that you take into consideration, if you possibly can?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's two fine men running for office in 2020. Tom Kaczynski up there in Maine,
uh-huh,
and Rick Tyler down in Tennessee.
Yeah.
I think you would be doing your listeners a good service, John, if you give these men some exposure on your show.
Yeah, and Chance, hold on. Hang on a second here. Do you remember the Constitution Party? You remember Howard Phillips?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, remember the traction they got with the Constitution Party?
Well, I think people are ready for it now, John, because, there's a large portion of these Trump supporters that are disappointed in him, such as myself. They're ready to go to another party now, and I think it's way past time now. I will never vote Democrat or Republican again. That's it. I'm through with the charade.
Yeah.
I'm going independent. I don't care. People can say I'm throwing my vote away. I couldn't care less what they say.
Mm-hmm.
I am not wasting. I have to look at myself in the mirror after I pull the lever for these fools.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like how I feel being disappointed over and over again. I am going with third party. That's all there is to it. I'm going for Mr. Kaczynski or Mr. Tyler, whichever's on the ballot. And like I said, I don't care what people say. I will not vote Democrat or Republican.
It's interesting, Chance.
Chance and John, you know what's interesting is that you're right. The Constitution Party didn't get much traction at all. It's kind of amazing because you look at both parties now, especially at the impeachment hearings, and that both sides were talking about the Constitution, the Constitution. Both of them waving it around, the Constitution. But then again, you get somebody who actually stands up and says, I represent the Constitution and the Constitution Party, and nobody gives a damn about the guy. It's pretty amazing.
Well, right. And they had a lot of exposure and more money than any third party that has ever tried to come up. And, you know, need I tell the Gambino and Genovese story again? They will gang up, and so will the media that has gone after Donald Trump. Now, imagine this, Chance, for a second. Why has the media gone so hard and so fast by backing two communists that used to run the intelligence agencies in this country, or the CIA and the FBI? Why has this happened? Because Trump is what? He's everything that we think he's not, or he's a what? Why? Why did this happen to Donald Trump?
John, I think this is a little bit more complicated, this game that they're playing again on us, than you realize. I think this is to divide and conquer and screw us all in the end. And it's going to continue with another Republican candidate or another Democrat who sounds like a Republican candidate. Mm. It's just a charade. It's a game. And I, for one, am sick and tired of it. I'm tired of being disappointed over and over again. Yeah, isn't that the definition of insanity, John? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result, by the way?
That's exactly right.
Yep. Well, that's how I feel voting. And I want my conscience clear. I don't care if I lose. I just want my conscience clear.
No, what you're going to lose is any semblance of any representative form of government in this country. Because what's going to happen to the United States is the same damn thing that has happened in Syria, that has happened in Iraq, that has happened in Lebanon, that has happened in Afghanistan. They got the same plans here for us here in the United States. So,
oh, yes, they do. I agree with you, yes.
So,
but I think a third party, we have a chance to pull away from this. I really
no,
do.
No, you
I
don't.
Think maybe-
Chance, you don't. And I understand and appreciate all of what you said and the reasons why you said it. I get it. But I'm telling you, they're not going to allow a third party to come up and especially run somebody on a constitutional issue. The Constitution itself is being the issue. Yeah. They're not going
to
do it.
We're going to have to stand on resolve and force the issue somehow, John. It's in our hands. We can't wait for a knight in white shining armor anymore. There is not going to be any hero to come.
And isn't it
us.
Amazing that everybody hung that mantle on Donald Trump? And I swear, didn't he walk on water right next to Jesus Christ? Didn't everybody see that? And they're expecting one man to save an entire country.
Let me tell you something. An interesting comment that Barack Obama said. When he was president, when he left office, he said he didn't have any idea, no idea that the president really didn't have much power at all. He had actually admitted to that. So I think anybody who's going to become a president is going to be a figurehead to carry out a plan, and it's not his plan. It's the deep state, it's the shadow government. He has very little power. The problem is I thought – Donald Trump, he told us that he wasn't an insider. He was not the part of any of the political makeup. He was an independent. He was going to change things. He was going to shake it up. And I really hold people to what they say. Just a couple things he should have done, like you said he would do, to dismantle the election system because it was built with fraud in mind. He'd done that, I'd been happy. If he'd built a wall, I'd been happy.
And isn't it amazing that a lot of states, why am I finding myself in a position to defend this guy? People know my take on Donald Trump, and I have said as much. Now we're just going to turn the remainder of the show into Let's Bash the Trump Hour. You didn't tell me, by the way, Steve, why you got 18 calls on your show yesterday. You didn't tell me.
You didn't ask me.
No, brother. Oh, man.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Gee, that song just took on a whole new meaning for me. Hey, John, you have a choice tonight. You could be either Siskel, and I'll be what's the other guy? Siskel and Ebert. I'll be Ebert, and or
which
you
one's
be,
dead?
Sean Hannity. Or I can
which
be
Alan one's
Combs.
Dead? You can be him.
I'll be Alan Combs. I don't like Alan Combs.
He's dead too.
You know, hey, John, I don't want to butt heads with you on any of this stuff. You got your entitled your opinion. I respect that opinion. I really do. I think what's happening here the last couple of days, and you said you have your meltdown days. I had a meltdown day last week and a meltdown day yesterday, a little bit of a lapse over today. And I think people like Chance calling in and Ken calling in from New York and many others I had except one, we're at that point right now. We're very angry. were very angry. I've got grandchildren. I really do. And I'm worried about their future. I'm worried about their financial, their economic future. I'm worried about the future of continued
wars.
Well,
then you better elect Jesus to the presidency of the United States. Forget a third party and forget Donald Trump and forget anything the Democrats are going to put up. That's
for
sure.
I got a third party I'm starting up. It's called CIFAS, C-I-F-A-S, call it fair and square, and that's where I am. I'm tired, John. I mean, I am just so fed up with what I see. I am tired of being lied to. Only a fool could sit back and go, oh, well. You know, I bump into people that tell me, yeah, I know the politicians lie to us. And I said to them, I said, and you're okay with that. You take that really easy. You're like, well, yeah, they lied to us. I met a woman at a fair just a couple days ago. And economics major in college, older woman. And I was amazed because I had to ask her, do you believe the economy is strong like Donald Trump is telling you? Do you believe that? And she goes, oh, yeah, it's a strong economy, but we are going to see a little bit of a dip. And then I started to quiz her a little bit, John. And I asked her, do you know anything about plunge protection or quantitative easing? You ever heard of those terms? No. You ever heard of the Baltic Dry Index? No. And I'm thinking, and you got a degree in economics? And that would be like me going to med school, and I know the entire body except kidneys. Because I never got schooling on kidneys. Kidneys are pretty important. So I'm well structured in everything else but kidneys. And I found this woman that was an economics major who graduated from Purdue University, really didn't know anything, but she was believing what she was told. But then I caught her in something else interesting. I said to her, so you're believing all the numbers the government is giving you? Low unemployment, this and this and this. Oh, no, those are all, that's fuzzy math stuff. They take from here, they drop this off, they add this. Okay, so now you're conflicting with the good economy because those are the numbers they're feeding you, the bad numbers. She didn't make any sense. I left that conversation scratching my head going, what? I'm not sure where I am right now because I didn't break through the candy shell of this woman at all. She didn't quite get it. But she's going to get it. When it hits the fan, she's going to say, she's probably going to remember that conversation and say, this young whippersnapper guy seemed to know a little bit more than I did. And I think, John, I just hit rock bottom. I'm angry. I'm very angry because...
Just as I warned you when you came on air.
What's that old saying? The government says they love... I can't remember. I wrote it down here somewhere. How lucky a government could be that man would not think and use common sense or something like that. And that's true. I find so many people that just don't know what's going on. But they know sports scores. They know the trivial crap. They watched the Golden Globes yesterday. I mean, John, make America great again. First has to start with people. And I don't know what's happening to civilization. I don't know what's happening to the people. They've been so dumbed down that I think I'm talking to a wall sometimes to some of these people.
Well,
RBN listeners are probably the smartest people I ever talk to, and that's once a week, and then on this show.
Well, that's
I talk to morons nearly every day.
I think that's the nicest compliment you never paid me. Thank you. Appreciate that. Let me take Gary in Australia because I don't know how he's calling into the show. Go ahead, Gary.
Happy belated New Year, John.
It is that.
I hate sitting here and listening to you guys go at it because I love the both of you. I really do.
Well, and I'm hating to do it because he's upset and I'm upset. And like I said, if somebody wanted one man to straighten out not only a country but a world, they should have elected Jesus Christ as president.
Well, you know, you make a good point there, John. However, you know what I've thought about an awful lot? Let me digress for a moment. I just recently did a five-part series on my BitChute channel of Smedley Butler's War is a Racket. And I've read parts of it before, but this time going through the whole thing, I was thunderstruck by the things he said, because there was so much of what he said back then in 1935 that is going on today, and nothing has changed.
Yeah.
John, nothing. Well, nothing has changed.
You know, I think a lot of people are pissed off at the Democrats for obvious reasons. Not all Democrats are like the Nancy Pelosi's or the Erwin Schiff's of the world. Not all of them, but they get a bad name by association. Does anybody remember Roe v. Wade? Well, that's a big Republican beat-em-up thing. Well, what was the majority on the Supreme Court with Roe v. Wade? They were Republicans. Ron Paul, you saw the way the Republican Party treated him. They called him Dr. No. And they crapped all over this guy. And guess what? He didn't want to really take the office because he told me himself, they will kill me if I get in there.
Absolutely. You know, in regard to Donald Trump, now look, I supported him. I voted for him. But you know what? I wouldn't again because I grew up in New York. And I was kind of cautiously optimistic because I know who controls New York City. I grew up there, for God's sakes. I worked in the entertainment business.
And who is desperately trying to control it. Now who is desperately trying to control that White House. So I think Donald Trump, being under that pressure, is doing some things he wouldn't ordinarily do just to stay in
seat. You're right, because I think that they might have, you know, it's funny, when Jesse Ventura became governor of Minnesota, he mentioned at one point that he had a talking to. And I think that talking to went like this. Jesse, sit down. We have something to show you. And they ran a clip of the Zapruder film and said, do you have any questions?
Gary,
I think that's what happened to Trump, too.
Gary, do me a favor.
I think that if he were to hold to his word and get rid of that, or try to get rid of the Fed, he'd be shaking hands with JFK, RFK, and Martin Luther King.
Not if he does it in such a way that it is swift and it's fast and it's furious, just to borrow
that's
some
the
of their...
That's the only way you could do it.
Exactly. Gary, do me a favor. I'm running out of time here, and I got a full bank of callers because we're bashing Trump today. Do me a favor. I'm going to have the board op take you down. I need some information from you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate
it. You're welcome, John. All right. Bye, Steve.
Okay.
See you later.
All right. Give me John in Michigan, and then take Gary there.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, John.
I have a few things. There are chemtrails in Hawaii over Maui. Just look at the movie, What in the World Are They Spraying? And Dane Wigginton, I've talked to him for many hours, for at least the last 8 to 10 years, just personally calling him. And he does talk about how they have pretty much put a layer of film over the ocean, which is causing it to die. There's chemtrails in northern Michigan. There's chemtrails in Indianapolis. I was just down there for my son, and they're everywhere. The worst place I've ever saw it was on the Strip in Las Vegas. But I also saw it in California many times when I was out there. And they're there, and there's a definite agenda. Dane has a good grasp on it. So does Deborah Tavares. They come at it from different angles, but the chemtrail thing is true, and it is toxic, and it's just everywhere. And these trees are absorbing the aluminum in their roots and burning from the inside out, and that's the chemtrail thing. But What in the World Are They Spraying is a good one for the Maui, how destroyed Maui is from the fallout. As far as Trump goes, he went to Scotland. In Scotland, I heard one report that there are over 200 secret societies there. He came back and decided to run for president and said he had the rednecks behind him. We don't know what went on with any of this. All we get is what we see on TV and in the press.
Yep.
Anything can happen. This election is probably the most important one because he'll be a lame duck president, as they say, and he can do what pretty much... open the doors to whatever his agenda is. Right now, at this time, if he tried to do anything, he'd be just totally torn down. So he's a good chess player. Maybe this is something that's not maybe looking too good right now. But we don't know what really took place there. And it's just something that we just have to... I'm definitely glad we don't have Hillary there.
Gee, wouldn't you just love to be a fly on the wall in the Oval Office?
It would be interesting, but he has to have more backup besides the Secret Service, because he has to know from his father being a John Bircher and his history with just all of the knowledge of the New World Order. He was a Democrat before he ran as a Republican, yeah. And so he knows all the inside dirt. He didn't build those skyscrapers because he didn't have connections or deal with some seedy people. Not that he went south with them, but he just knew how to work through them. So I'm with you, John. It's a tough one. This is definitely very serious, and I'm looking at the Russian insider right now, and you introduced me to that site.
Yeah.
And it's a great one because they give a totally different presentation. It says, "Iran is not our enemy. Let's make this Israel's last attempt to start a war." I like that.
Yeah. John, we wouldn't be having the Donald Trump debate today if America paid attention to its duty as being a member of this society and this culture in this country, if we would have dealt with the problems as they arose. But here we sit in this churning urn of burning funk that smells like horse manure, and it's one guy's fault. Well, there's a lot of blame to go around. I mean, Pete.
I agree.
The education system.
He inherited a lot of things. I understand he did. I just want him to follow through with what he said he would do in the first 4 years. I don't want to wait another 4 years. He should have accomplished the things he said he would do in the first 4 years. That was my big beef.
He didn't clean house. He didn't go in there and clean house. So.
That was the first mistake he made right there, did not clean house.
I don't know if he recognized his enemies from his friends. Just because somebody shakes your hand, looks you in the eye, and pats you on the back doesn't make you a friend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have had one really like from the Obama administration, John.
Okay, I got two people.
Fired them all.
He's not Skull and Bones, and he's not Bilderbergs. He's not Council on Foreign Relations.
No, but, he's not.
We're happy. I'm happy he's there. He didn't get bought off. You know, we don't know what kind of pressure he's under. God bless.
You know, isn't it strange? You know, we had another Republican. You know, we shouldn't let Supreme Court justices, you know, be selected by Democrats. Well, really? Well, what happens when you let Republicans do it? Old W's pick, Chief Justice John Roberts, wasn't that the guy that said, the Obama health care thing? Yeah, let me see. That's the ability of the Congress to lay and collect taxes. Yeah, it's legal. That was Bush's nomination for Supreme Court. Yeah. All right. John, thanks for your call. I appreciate it, buddy. Let me take Sebastian in Sweden. I hate these really long-distance calls holding. Go ahead, Sebastian.
Yes, hello, John. Steve, I heard your program last night. I thought it was one of the best you've done.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And about Donald Trump, all I have to say is every president since John F. Kennedy has been Israel's bitch, period. That sums it up. What I want to talk about is there's a website called keepva2a.com. It's keepva2a.com. And right now it's 88 counties, 11 cities, and 16 towns on the Second Amendment rights. And their legislation, you know, I think it's the 8th now they start. So we'll see what happens after 8th. So it's really, really important. And I have to give thanks to what's his name now? Oh, I think it's Steve Bennett. He was filling in for John one
Jeff,
day.
Jeff
he
Bennett.
Really
Jeff Bennett.
Jeff Bennett. Yeah. You know, Jeff. But he usually comes on Tuesdays about the money and gold. And
yeah,
stuff.
We know anyway, who he is. What did he say?
He just had a very, very good program about the Virginia and the Second Amendment, and it was really thorough. I thought it was really great because it's coming up now on the 8th, and it's something you should be, you know, thinking about, because if it happens in Virginia, it's going to be like a domino effect.
Sebastian, you know what I'm doing? I'm getting out all my military stuff, and I'm doing inventory, and I'm setting it aside, making sure everything is in proper order. and I'm going to continue to try to educate until the time that I can no longer do that, and this old boy will be picking up that rifle himself. So if it's going to end, if this country is going to end this way, from generations of I am not going to do anything, Americans, I'm just going to satiate myself and live the American dream and leave all this crap on our shoulders and our kids, well, congratulations, my fellow Americans. You really screwed us. Thank you.
Well, I thank you very much for that statement. And another thing that people don't understand, it says in this website I gave you now that the homicides in Virginia, according to weapons, due to weapons, are 0.004% of all the deaths in Virginia. Mm-hmm. So this thing with weapons, it's just, you know, it's basically the same thing.
Well, I mean,
like in Chicago, a weapon-free zone, there's more killings than almost any other city in America.
Yeah, and look what a lot of governors, Republican governors as well, they're taking Donald Trump's cue of you people have got to decide for yourself who you're going to let into your cities and your states. Well, they just used that as, oh, it's a green light. Trump just gave us a green light. So 18 out of 26 governors are going, yeah, send us all your refugees. Yeah, no problem. Holy shit.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, I can't speak anything about the new, I don't know what to call them now, that are coming in Sweden, because since the 1st of January, they made a new law in Sweden. If you say anything against the new foreigners, you can be put in jail for it or fined.
Yeah, yeah. Congratulations.
I mean,
there goes your opinion.
Free speech is gone.
Yes,
free
it is.
Free speech is gone. Here.
And that's what happens right before the hammer falls, is they always go after the free speech aspect. That tells you how close we really are.
That's right.
Sebastian, thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye. Lenny in California. Hello, Lenny.
Hi, gentlemen. I just want to give you some up-to-date information. Today, the United States took a vote to the UN condemning the so-called missile attacks on the base there, and Russia and China blocked the votes. Okay, that's some current information. Now, as far as what is perceived as the world's thug and his pedophilic satanic sidekick, and I'm talking about America and Israel, I knew the fix was in when the news broke of them assassinating that man, and the news made it a point to say that it was Donald Trump's call all the way.
And
that's
it,
when I knew the fix was in.
And it may or may not have, because what I'm seeing coming out of this very same White House, I'm seeing two different stories. I'm seeing one story that the military says we're not leaving Iraq. And then I read another story that says, yes, we're leaving Iraq.
Right, right. So there are conflicts. But let me say this real quick. Now, who invented the technology to track phones? Is it not Israel? Did they not brag about having that technology? Did not Netanyahu brag about being the one that get Trump, that told Trump to get out of the so-called Iranian nuclear deal? He bragged about that. Okay, now, within the last 4 hours, guess who comes out and said that they didn't have nothing to do with it. It was all Trump's call. It was Israel and Netanyahu who just said that.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to say, it doesn't matter who you are, Republican, Democrat, and this even goes back to the comment you made earlier about if you wanted someone perfect, electing Jesus Christ,
yeah.
Hell, they just kill him all over again. That's the reason they killed him in the first place, because he pointed out who they were. He said, I know you. You are of your father, the devil.
Yeah, and the one guy that says, I'm not anti-Rome, I'm not anti-government, I'm not trying to bring you down, I'm just talking to the people about life after this life. And they killed him anyhow.
Right. And they killed him anyway.
Yep.
So if it came back, they just do it all over again. But what I'm trying to say to Trump, Republican, Democrats, okay, it doesn't matter. You can't please these people.
Nope.
Okay, Trump got on his knees. He served up Jerusalem. He hacked out the Palestinians. Okay, he served up the Golan Heights. Okay, he even served up that, you know, a special group of people got to be treated a special way. And Netanyahu still spit in his face. You can't please these people.
You might
as well be men and women.
You know, well, they have a particular like for the goyim that they can squeeze them and bleed everything out of them, and they just leave them for dead.
Unless the gentleman who called a couple of calls before, who talked about the Russia Insider article, okay, let this be the last war they attempt to start.
Yep.
It ain't but one war that needs to happen here, gentlemen. The Americans versus the fake American called the Bolsheviks. That's the only war that needs to happen. You don't need to hate nobody else or have nobody hate you.
There you go. Lenny, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Frank in North Carolina will make you the last call of the day. Go ahead.
Yeah, when everything the American people believe is false, we will know we have done our job. That was attributed to a former CIA director. Have you guys seen the clip? I hope you guys have seen the clip. I don't hear anybody talking about it. Everybody I've asked about it doesn't know anything about it. The 2011 clip of Trump sitting in an office-type environment, I guess in Trump Towers or whatever, and he is cautioning and basically attacking President Obama for meddling in Iranian affairs in the Middle East, warning him, don't do this. We don't need to go into a war with Iran. And, you know, I don't know who Trump is. I don't know what his intent was originally, but I know this. He is, in effect, whatever else he may be, he is, in effect, the perfect shill. Because no matter what he does for Israel, they're still going to attack him, which makes his supporters support him even more.
Yep.
So it's like that briar patch rabbit. Please, farmer, don't throw me into the briar patch. It doesn't serve any purpose that I can see to support Donald Trump, because he's never going to support us. He's all talk. He was never going to stand up for us. He was going to cave. He's going to cave every step of the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been privileged for the second installment of Off the Grid.
Off the beaten path.
Oh, I'm sorry. Off the beaten path. Yeah. All right, Frank. Thank you.
No, you know what? He makes a very good point. Frank makes an excellent point, John. Our Constitution, there's many things he could have done. You know, there's sedition right there. Obama, Hillary, many people trying to take him down. George Soros. He had the power to actually take these people down and actually jail them. He had the power to jail Moonbeam Brown for declaring the entire state of California as a sanctuary state.
What do you think the end result of jailing a governor of California would have had?
Sends a message to the rest of the country.
It would have started the second American war in this country.
Hey, that's what you need, John. That's exactly what we need.
Okay. All right.
That's what we need. We need, if he is the law and he is following the Constitution and the rule of law, he needs to enforce the law, and he should have put Moonbeam behind bars to send a message to everybody in the different states.
And they
follow his pathway.
And my point being, we would have accomplished by doing that what Antifa tried to do for how long but was unsuccessful.
He could have taken them down too.
Would have been interesting if you would have gotten elected president, Mr.
Oh, I wish I would have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
I tell you, I would shake things up.
Bumper's going. We got to go. I thank you for being here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you,
sir. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
We must take America back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.